Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Wayne Madsen, formerly with the National Security Agency, a lot of inside contacts there in D.C. where he lives, is joining us the next segment. He accurately predicted back in late October, about 2.5-3 weeks before the election yesterday, election results yesterday, that they were going to be kicking out Rumsfeld and putting in Herr Gates. And he was right about that. He's right about a lot of other things, unfortunately. Will be, because I don't like the fact that stuff's so bad in this country. He's coming up with us to give us his analysis in the next segment. We'll continue to have open phones. You'll want to stay with us for it. Kevin and Mash, you're on the air, then Nathan, Ron, Noel, and others. Welcome, Kevin.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for your fearless coverage of the Bohemian Grove Club evil. I was on the show when you interviewed Ann Coulter, and this came up, and it was great. But this is a real key to waking folks up, especially folks like that man from West Virginia who's called in twice over the past week and a half or so. He's a guy that everyone's saying calling in saying, why doesn't he get it? You're wasting too much time on folks like him. But he's watched your films. He's obviously listening because he's called in a couple of times. Evil and Satanism and this Bohemian Grove stuff is a key because it's incomprehensible that this, as he said, it's illogical. Well, it is illogical, but so is evil is illogical. And,
kidnapping children and torturing them and murdering them is illogical, but there's a lot of people that like doing it, and they get in control of government so they can do it and get away with it. They want a worldwide tyranny to turn it into their own private Hellraiser club. They love war and death and DU and genetically engineered creatures and raping and murdering and torturing with pliers. I mean, this is what they do.
They killed the state of Nebraska's lead investigator, Gary Cadore. You got Paul Wellstone.
Yeah, blew his plane up with his son in it.
Yep, and you got some of these people we feel bad for. You know, they're really a house of cards. As much as their bravado and hubris, Jeff Gannon, Johnny Guckert, and Johnny Gorsch is the same person. He's really a victim. I feel bad for him because he wouldn't be where he is today if he wasn't kidnapped, back then, and they've done this to him. We can win, and that's what the film director from Freedom from Fascism, Mr. Russo, had to say is, we can win. People have to believe that. They've got to get active.
I agree. We've got a first heavy attitude. We can win. We can.
Yes,
we will. We have a tiny group of cockroaches ruling over us. Let's go ahead and talk to Nathan in Iowa. Nathan, welcome.
Alex.
Yes.
On the Daily Iowan today, I wanted to go over quickly this article. I don't know if this has already happened in other states or not, but DOT to use facial recognition system. They're implementing it at the beginning of this year in January, and this article goes to say how it's going to be used to, help against identity theft.
And coast to coast, the feds are paying from Austin to West Virginia to New York to face scan and thumb scan all the kids for their safety. It goes right in the same federal database. Digital face scan photos are used in all 50 states now under the Real ID Act. The total grid's going into place.
Yeah, they even say here how originally Iowa officers were concerned that the software would lead to false positives where innocent drivers are pegged to someone else trying to use the ID, and they don't explain, why that's no longer an issue, and then they just talk randomly about identity theft being the reason that they want to implement this.
Yeah, which computers and the system they built caused this, and most identity theft, 80%+, is bank to bank, Bank of America and others, every few months losing millions of names. This is all being done by design, folks, to bring this in, and they're setting up the prison grid right now.
Yeah, exactly. Because I don't think identity theft has anything to do with someone driving around using my ID with my face on it. It has to do with bank fraud and stuff like that. It's completely ridiculous.
Yeah, and again, they caused all that. No, this is so the sicko killers that run things know everywhere you go, everywhere you walk, everything you do with face scanning cameras going up everywhere. This is a small group ruling over us, nervous that we're going to take it back from them. So they're putting in the control grid real fast so they can then have their fun. I mean, it's basically, like a serial killer when he ties a woman down. He gets her back to the place and gets her fully tied down so he can then take his time and enjoy himself. And they're going to be enjoying themselves with the American people. And we're going to open fire on them with automatic weapons. We'll be right back.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Dad, can we stop? We need to go to the bathroom.
What? Again? We just stopped 2 hours ago.
Honey, let's stop because I gave the kids their Spark Berkey water bottles.
Why did you do that?
Because they can't drink and talk at the same time, and that way we don't have to listen to them singing,
"Are we there yet? Are we there yet?"
for the entire trip.
I didn't think about that. Great idea.
Yeah, and it's cheap entertainment for the kids. Bottled water costs around 75 cents a bottle, and using our Berkey Sport bottles, it costs us less than 2.5 cents per refill.
Honey, you're terrific.
Oh, honey, so are you. You're the one that bought the family our Sport Berkey water bottles. Now, can we stop? I need to go, too.
Get your Berkey Sport purification bottle for only $39 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We wrote an article for InfoWars.net, Steve Watson did yesterday. The headline, Sacrificing Figureheads. And we took quotes from a story about 3 weeks ago, 2.5 weeks ago, written by Wayne Madsen, a Wayne Madsen report, where he predicted that the neocon arm was losing power. Same thing Rick Powell has been saying, but he had this from inside sources in D.C. where he lives, District of Criminals, District of Columbia, and that they were going to put in Robert Gates, the big CIA commander south, there at the big current CIA base. And it's a current operation, folks, brainwashing the youth, militarizing them to be the new rulers of our society, gun confiscation, into posse comitatus, Northcom rule. I'm not kidding. This is the new kind of Soviet college for our gods. And I'm not against folks at A&M. I have a lot of family went there, friends that went there. It's just it's what's happened, you know, with the George Bush Library and all of it up there. And it was Robert Gates who helped pull George Sr.'s bacon out of the fire, lying to Congress back in the 90s, doing a lot of key things for him. And Wayne Madsen has written about this, so has Greg Palast. They've both been dead on. But he predicted that Rumsfeld was just being basically used as a lightning rod and would be removed soon, and that after the election we would see being put into place Robert Gates. So here to talk about that and also the outing now of the Republican Party chairman, which we've openly discussed here on air, but it's the outing by Bill Maher on CNN. And you better believe that was staged. They knew that they'd been given authorization to do that. So these things are starting to unravel. Wayne Madsen, thanks for coming on.
Hi, Alex. Good to be with you again.
I don't want to go over because it's, you know, it was a pretty good size article you wrote, but you word for word predicted, people could read it if they want to see it up on Infowars.net. You predicted they would do this from your sources. Specifically, go over why they removed Rumsfeld and what this means.
Well, the early, the first indication was a very odd op-ed piece in the Washington Post. This was about 3 weeks ago by Sally Quinn, who was a former journalist for Newsweek, married to Ben Bradley, the former editor of the Post. And she almost sounded like she was channeling Donald Rumsfeld. She had all this inside information about Rumsfeld stating he's been the scapegoat for this administration up till now, but after he resigned, after the election, he would be no longer the scapegoat, and she's stating, then there'll be two scapegoats left. There'll be George Bush and Dick Cheney, and which one is going to be the designated, scapegoat, for this failed Iraq thing and all the other, imbroglios we've been in. And then she also said that Rumsfeld would then try to atone for his sins by becoming involved in some international humanitarian work, which I thought was pretty rich. But, Gates has been part of this, Iraq study group, headed up by, his daddy's Secretary of State and Major Conciliare James Baker. So it wasn't any big surprise that they were positioning Gates into this job. As a matter of fact, I saw Gates in Washington about a month and a half ago, and he was with a group of AFIO, it's the Association of Former Intelligence Officers, and he was like sort of drinking with them and rubbing elbows, and it was clear that, you know, well, what's this guy, the president of Texas A&M, doing with this old guard from the agency, and it's clear now that, he was up here being groomed for this job at the Pentagon.
Now, clearly the neocons were put into power to attack these countries, to grab oil for weapons sales, but the old guard always had the intention, if things went south, to be able to blame them and remove the old bird cage liner, as I always say. What do you think this means for policy on Iran, on the domestic police state that Bush has now put in place? What does this mean that they're putting in the old Iran-Contra guard?
Well, in one respect, it's rather troubling because these guys, I mean, before there was lying about intelligence about Iraq, there was lying about the Soviet Union, and Gates was part of that whole operation. He's trying to say that the Soviet Union was a huge military threat when he knew, in fact, that the intelligence showed its economy was collapsing. He hyped up a lot of other intelligence, and there was almost as many whistleblowers.
In fact, at first they tried to prop up Gorbachev.
Oh yeah, they tried everything, and I mean the whole Gates tenure resulted in the successor to Bill Casey, Judge Webster, opening up an investigation of both Bill Casey and his deputy Bob Gates politicizing the CIA for George H.W. Bush, who was sitting there as Reagan's vice president and engaging in all this Iran-Contra and all these other, surreptitious, these other programs. So, in one respect, it's rather troubling because Gates has a history of lying to Congress. Now, as I pointed out on my website today, I said it's going to be interesting to see how many Democrats who voted against confirming, in the Senate, voted against confirming Gates to be CIA director will vote against them for confirming him for the defense secretary, because CIA director is not in line for the succession to the presidency, whereas I point out this defense secretary is pretty high up on the list in the presidential line of succession. So if he was no good, in their opinion, for a CIA director, why in the world would they want to confirm him for a cabinet constitutional position now?
I mean, I know what the analysts are saying, but I want to get your angle on it. What does this mean for war policy in Iraq? We know that this commission on Iraq, they call it independent, run by Baker, and one of the 9/11 whitewashers, I mean, is about as independent as Al Capone being his own judge, in his court case, or Saddam Hussein being his own judge. I mean, this is a complete farce. And we know they just want to put it into this, quote, collegiate debate for another few years and kind of just act like they're doing something on Iraq and depoliticize it as it just rolls on into eternity. Is that what you see happening?
Well, I do, but I think what we've seen this Iraq group do is they're sort of like the anti-neocons. They have been negotiating with the insurgents. They've been negotiating with Iran and Syria. Now, these were all, you know, Axis of Evil and Al-Qaeda people, according to the neocons. So they're not buying that kind of line.
So is this Israel being removed just a little bit?
Well, yeah, I think the days of Natan Sharansky coming over here and briefing Bush, those days are pretty much over. That whole gang, including this other Lieberman, the Israeli Lieberman, who's a real right-wing fascist over there, I don't think the red carpet will be rolled out for them anymore. And we already see Richard Perle and Ken Edelman now saying, oh, this was never our idea, this Iraq thing. But these are typical Trotskyites. That's their background. That's their family's background. Trotskyites are political chameleons that will do anything
to remain in power. They're like a fiddler crab. They put different shells on.
Well, that's right. That's right. I mean, their patron saint, Leon Trotsky, of course, was over in Mexico when Stalin ordered him the ice pick in his forehead. He was on his way to Washington to meet with J. Edgar Hoover in the House Un-American Activities Committee to turn over lists of Soviet agents around the world. So these are the Trotskyites. They're the true political chameleons of the modern era.
Oh, exactly. Similar ilk, Madeleine Albright, her father running the Czechoslovakian commie purges, and then she runs to Serbia, and then they turn around and stab them in the back. I mean, it just never ends. These people are just everywhere. So I mean, break it down, though. What do you see them doing in Iraq? Just going into some type of weird detente that just puts it into an endless debate?
They're going to try. Yeah, I think what's going to happen is they're going to try to make some arrangement with the insurgency. I think we'll see a redeployment of our troops into Kurdistan, which is basically pretty friendly to us. That may irritate the Turks, who will see that as like a de facto declaration of independence for the Kurds. But I think what we'll see is negotiating with Tehran to keep their people in Iraq somewhat pacified, and I'd be really surprised to see them carry out this death penalty execution of Saddam Hussein, because that's just going to trigger off a huge. They're going to make him a martyr. We'll see the Saddam Hussein brigades pop up in Iraq and probably other areas.
So how will they not eat crow and have that as a defeat? Just kind of keep the other trials endlessly going on until we forget about it 2 or 3 years from now?
Yeah, it'll be, you know, they'll hope that he winds up like Milosevic and he dies in a prison cell, either of natural causes or otherwise, as we know.
Okay,
we
I want to take calls later in the hour, but I want to get into, I'm just guessing, have you seen the video from CNN with Bill Maher outing the chairman of the Republican Party?
I've heard about it. I didn't see it, but look, everybody knew about Melman early on with this whole Foley.
Well, I want to hold off. I want to hold off on that, because right now, I want to get your take on that later, but I wanted to go back, because you've been on the front lines of reporting about the Republican underpinnings being run by these people, and that's what Maher said word for word, but so you're right on that again, but I wanted to...
Well, he's reading my website.
Probably is. Well,
yeah, maybe.
But I wanted to talk about 9/11.
Yeah.
Obviously, Nancy Pelosi and Al Howard Dean are saying no investigations, no impeachment, no nothing, partnership, common ground. I'm really getting sick at my stomach here. The Democratic grassroots, though, wants him impeached. I obviously want him impeached, and I'm a paleo-conservative. So I want to get your take on that. And then also, where does it go with false flag terror? Do you think we're at a greater or lesser danger now of trying to get the agenda back online, or are the oil companies telling the neocons that their carrying out of 9/11 really has lost credibility for the entire elite structure itself?
Right. Well, I think what we're going to see with the Democrats, I think watch what they do rather than what they say. I mean, this is kind of typical pabulum you get after a win like this. But the work's going to be done by those committees, those oversight committees, and I don't see them silencing John Conyers, House Judiciary Chairman. I don't see them silencing Dennis Kucinich, who's going to be chairing a subcommittee on national security. There's where it could really come home to roost.
I wonder if he'll have a plane crash or something.
I want them all to stay out of planes. I want all the Democrats to start taking trains or drive their car and stay out of, especially small planes.
Stay with us. Wayne Madsen, WayneMadsenReport.com. We'll get into the pervert scandal We'll get into the Iraq War. We'll take your calls, analyze the election. Stay with us, JonesReport.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas. Today is November 9th, 2006. Gold opened at $6.23, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $6.49.74 and $3.25.89 for half ounce coins. That's $6.49.74 and $3.25.89. On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your Liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Bible prophecy talks about the United States, British Commonwealth, Russia, China, and the communist world in the last days? Did you know that it predicts a confrontation between atheistic communism and the Western world of Christianity? The plans have already been laid and they conform to Bible prophecy. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while our operators are standing by to take your call.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
For centuries, salt products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best salt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of salt-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and healing bath salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain relieving pillows, and more, all designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
Ed Bradley, dead at 65. I guess this song's for him. Veteran 60 Minutes correspondent Ed Bradley died Thursday at Mount Sinai Hospital in Manhattan, complications from leukemia. Go ahead and crank it up for him.
Seasons don't fear the reaper, nor do the wind, the sun, or the rain. La la la.
of us get out of this alive, so make it count. Do the right thing while you're here. Biggest fraud in the world is the man that dies with the most toys wins. It's the person that builds the best things, that helps the most people, that does the right thing. That's who wins. That's who's fulfilled. Wayne Madsen joins us from D.C., former NSA officer. A lot of accurate predictions on what's going to be happening. What do you now predict for the next few years? I mean, certainly there are elite organs that still want to go into Iran. The neocons wouldn't have been able to be doing what they were doing if at least large portions of the establishment didn't like it. What do you see on the horizon for false flag terror? What do you see with the Democrats not wanting to overturn H.R. 6166 or any of... I mean, it's perfect for the elite because they blame it all on Bush and the agenda just keeps rolling forward.
Well, I think the power of the subpoena, the power to put people under oath, is really going to put the brakes on a lot of this. I agree that, you know, we're not out of the woods entirely. There's some bad parts of the Democrats taking over. For example, the chairman of the House International Relations Committee is going to be Tom Lantos from California. Remember, Lantos was the guy who chaired that unbelievable phony thing about where the daughter of the Kuwaiti ambassador said she witnessed Iraqi troops pulling babies out of incubators and smashing them on the floor. Well, just a total line. And so he's winding up as the chairman, and he was initially very supportive of the Iraq war, and he's, you know, basically he's a Democratic neocon. But I would keep focused on people like Conyers, Dennis Kucinich taking over this National Security Subcommittee. We're going to see John Dingell from Michigan taking over the powerful House Commerce Committee. Now, their responsibilities are kind of cross-jurisdictional, and we're going to see a lot of investigations, and we need to, because basically they're not only doing the investigations for the president, they've got to make up for 6 years of a rubber stamp Congress that Bush just basically got away with.
But the Democratic leadership are a bunch of neocons, and Pelosi is literally on the same page with Bush with talking points right now. Do you think she'll be able to successfully ride herd over them?
Well, she's not going to be able to control these chairmen. Like Conyers is a veteran of two previous impeachment panels of the Judiciary Committee, Nixon and Clinton. He's not going to be rolled over. He's gone on record to say, look, and even she has, even Pelosi has said, look, we're going to let the investigations run their course, but she said, look, we'll see what happens. If they come up with impeachable offenses committed by this administration, I don't think they're going to hesitate for a minute to pursue impeachment and also start referring these charges to the criminal division of the Department of Justice.
But I mean, you come up with one. We have the White House memo. Bush should be instantly impeached for that. That's hands down the actual transcript, which the White House was dumb enough to admit was real.
Absolutely. You know, the other thing that's part of this is the corporate right-wing media, and that's all the big three 24/7 news channels. They've been, you know, they blame Fox, but look, CNN and MSNBC have been in there just as bad as Fox has. They're going to be forced now to pay attention to the Democratic Congress, you know, because the Republicans have gotten all the limelight. If they're going to rely on Tom DeLay to provide commentary, it just shows that, you know, they should just be ignored. But
well, you brought me to my next point. This is what Limbaugh said yesterday. We have the transcript up on prisonplanet.com right now. People have been asking me all night, all day, how do you feel, Rush? I feel liberated, ladies and gentlemen, because I don't have to carry the water for people that I think don't deserve to have their water carried. I heard two other Fox News panelists on radio today saying, oh, they're really liberals. I see Rupert Murdoch behind Hillary in the more neoconish wing of the Democrats. So I really see him trying to spin it, at least trying to spin it, and kind of make it a new Democratic neocon move. But I do see rats leaving the sinking ship, which then makes Bush that much more of a cornered rat.
Well, that's right. We're seeing, you know, the Fox and these others starting to become chameleons, too. And I guess, Alex, you and I will just have to wait for our phone calls from Murdoch to get our own shows on Fox.
That's not going to happen. Oh, I tell you, it's sick. But they see the handwriting on the wall, so they're trying to jump ship right now. As you said, political chameleons. Let's talk about the pervert activity up there and more outings by these hypocrites on the other side. And then we will go right to your calls at 1-800-259-9231. 30 minutes left. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. Debt Bubble Red Alert and Real Estate Crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the Internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-889-2994. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-889-2994. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-889-2994. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true Internet wealth. That's 1-800-889-2994.
I wasn't going to Ron next in Arizona, but he's trumped by Bill in Iowa, who disagrees. Noel, Jay, others, I'm going to get to everybody. We're going to go to your calls here in just a few minutes. I tell you, really a great source of info. He really is one of the best sources, and that's Wayne Madsen up there in D.C., formerly with the NSA. Just gives you good information. We're always honored to have him with us. Before we go back to him, it is so important for all of you to join us in the information war and to support this broadcast if you believe in what we're doing. Get America Freedom to Fascism by Aaron Russo, exposing the private nature of the Federal Reserve, how the income tax really works, how this really goes in to pay the private banks, how we've been hijacked since 1913. It's the root problem, and it's 1995. And if you want, you can get TerrorStorm when you get it for half price, $9.95. I just want to get the information out. That way you support myself, Aaron Russo, everything we're doing. So, again, we have it available right now in stock. America, Freedom to Fascism, and Terror Storm, over 5 hours. Two films, ladies and gentlemen, for $29.95, or get Terror Storm by itself for $19.95, or America, Freedom to Fascism for 1995. You can look at it two ways. You get $5 off Terror Storm and $5 off America, Freedom to Fascism, or you get $10 off of Terror Storm and get the other one for regular price. Whatever. It's basically 25% off. It is a great deal, so take advantage of it right now at infowars.com. We are expanding the operation here. We're intensifying our fight against the New World Order. I started out 12 years ago. I wanted to stop globalism. I wanted to stop the loss of our sovereignty. I wanted to defend the Second Amendment. I wanted to defend this country. And I don't care if it's Republicans, Democrats, this good cop, bad cop stuff doesn't fool me. Now is the time to get the films. Aaron Russo lets you make copies of his film. I want you to make copies of mine. Get America, Freedom to Fascism. Get Terror Storm. Order them today. You can call toll-free if you don't have online access, 888, or if you prefer that mode of ordering via credit card, 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or you can just write to me. I'm Alex Jones, and I'm at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And we'll ship it out to you UPS Ground. That's our default. If you want postal service, request it, and we'll give it to you. Boy, are they horrible. Seriously, just support us. We need your support. Just finishing up a recap on the election, and I'll get Wayne Manchin's take on it. The Democrats are a pack of whores. They're a pack of criminals at the leadership position level. You don't get that high unless you're compromised. But the virulent neocon strain had incredible chutzpah, incredible bravado, and they were going all the way. And so now at least the world sees that the American people have rejected preemptive war, killing 654,000 innocent Iraqis in the last 3.5 years, a million plus before that. They see us rejecting all the things that are happening. At least we don't look as bad in the world. Okay? That's one good thing that hands down we know happened here. The other thing is there are some uncontrolled chairmen who literally may start dying in plane crashes. The neocons, Republicans have done it before. But at least we may see, you know, their whole agenda slowed down and discredited. The problem is Hillary or somebody else will step in and just use these new powers that are there. So we need to call now. Demand that your Democratic websites and your alternative websites start calling for repeal. If they don't, they were operatives. A lot of them were on the payroll. It isn't just Bush that plays this game of paying blogs. A lot of big Democrats, so-called independent blogs, are paid for. You can now see them saying, don't criticize Pelosi, it's a conspiracy. You need to go out against them now, demand a hardcore revolution. We need to bring the criminals. Let's not forget, they carried out 9/11. Let's not forget that they're teaming up with the Democrats now to erase the border and do a lot of other bad things, and to keep the spending going unbridled. So that's basically what I see happening with this election. Wayne Madsen, do you agree or disagree with that statement?
Yeah, I think that we need to have a repeal of these Patriot Act provisions, these unconstitutional provisions. I agree that they're on the left side of cyberspace. There's been a lot of information gatekeepers. I haven't been shy about attacking them for what they really are. And I get attacked back, but that's the nature of this new media. So, you know, the water's warm. You know, everybody is welcome to jump in. But the thing about people like Conyers, I don't expect him to be rolled over too easy. I'm a little more concerned about the Senate side, only because senators, that's a very exclusive club, and they're always busy congratulating the esteemed gentleman from whatever state, and that gets a little old after a while. But I'm more enthusiastic about the House side, about people like Conyers and Kucinich, because let's face it, Kucinich was one of the early anti-war people, and he made no bones about the fact that he didn't like these.
He's been validated and vindicated. And I want to go to some calls after the issue of the coming out of more and more Republicans are getting exposed.
Mm.
But before we do that, briefly, I wanted to get your take on your analysis. Do you think the cornered neocons will now take their lumps and go quietly into the night, kind of just accepting the gains they got for the police state, the New World Order, or do you see them, as some analysts see them, trying to go into turbo here, hitting the afterburners now in the last 2 years, trying to get as much done as they can?
Well, there's an old saying, you know, if you've dug yourself into a hole, the easy way to get out of it is to stop digging. And I see that with Pearl and Edelman now. There's going to be a lot of attention on them now. There's a very hostile Congress coming in that has the power to bring them before these committees and put them under oath. This Congress, this rubber stamp Congress, has never put anybody with this administration or the supporters under oath.
And Cheney's saying he won't testify. Sorry, go ahead.
Cheney said that. Well, he may have some constitutional ground to stand on that, but I see another big thing. I see the independent special counsel coming back with this Congress, and there no longer will there be a lickspittle like Patrick Fitzgerald, who's going to basically talk about carrying water. He's carried the water for this administration on this outing of the CIA network of Valerie Plame. So I see a lot of these people, these neocons. I don't think they're going to try any more false flags. I think the one thing they're interested in now is keeping their butts out of prison.
Well, I agree with you, but if they do stage a false flag, that could get people to rally back around them.
It also is going to a lot of intelligence people now in the agencies. You know, they were afraid to come forward before because they couldn't trust the Congress. Congress was in the hands of the Republicans.
Oh, we're going to see an acceleration of leakers.
Yeah, you're going to see, and they're going to be given congressional immunity, and we're going to see a lot more come forward. Nobody can touch them. Even they were worried about their jobs or retirement. They got kids in college, mortgage payments. If they're given congressional immunity, they have nothing to worry about.
Well, I'm used to acting, but I'm looking at Rumsfeld, looking at Gates, looking at Bush, looking at them even on camera when they don't think they're on camera, they look really freaked out right now.
Oh, I heard George Allen, by the way, is going to concede this afternoon. He's in a total state of denial. He's in an emotional meltdown over his loss. So,
and,
yeah, these people can't believe it still.
And by the way, Hastert is now stepping down from leadership because his sexual preference is now coming to the fore.
That's right, and the word is that he'll probably, like all other speakers who have lost their speakership, he'll likely resign his House seat. They'll put that district back in play. John Leish, who only got 40% because Hastert had all the money, will go for that seat again in a special election. May win.
In fact, let me just play this one-minute clip, then we'll get your take on it, and we'll go right to calls. This is Larry King Live. This is bad audio that somebody just shot off the TV, but if you listen carefully, you can hear Larry King and Bill Maher talking about how there's going to be a bunch of outings. He goes ahead and throws one on the table, and then he says basically the Republicans are run by these people. And, yes, it is a prerequisite. It is a guild of, you got to be gay just to get in, but a lot of them are pedophiles. Let's go ahead and roll it.
Well, I mean, not to put too fine a point on it, but I do think that when a party is so divided against itself, eventually that comes to the fore. It's so ironic, Republicans, the anti-abortion party, always trying to kill something inside of themselves. And Frank Rich wrote about this a couple of weeks ago. He said, yes, we've heard about Mark Foley, and then every week it seemed another congressman was outed. But he said, that's just the beginning of it. A lot of the chiefs of staff, the people who really run the underpinnings of the Republican Party, are gay. I don't want to mention names, but I will Friday night. But well, there's a couple of big people who I think everyone in Washington knows who run the Republican.
You will name them.
Well, I wouldn't be the first. I'd get sued if I was the first. But, you know, Ken Millman. Okay, there's one I think people have talked about. I don't think he's denied it when he's been, people have suggested. He doesn't say,
I'm walking around in a bar. Ken Millman, I never heard that. But the question is,
maybe you don't go to the same bathroom.
Why would someone who is gay take public anti-gay positions? Why would you do that?
Because, Larry, hating yourself is the greatest love of all.
Look at it.
All right. So I've been saying for months this thing is starting to unravel. Of course, it's not just the Republicans, a bunch of the Democrats too, but they haven't been as hypocritical. But the problem is there's the seedy underbelly. There's the underage stuff. What do you see happening?
Well, you know, you got to love Larry King. He said he never heard of that. I guess Larry's still waiting for the Titanic to pull into port in New York, too. But, you know, I mean, the fact is, we all knew about this thing called the Velvet Mafia, these It's also known as the Pink Panzers. There are these fascist, self-hating, closeted gays who are all throughout the Republican leadership, in the Congress, in the White House, and I'm afraid we may have at least one on the Supreme Court.
Got quite a few here in Texas.
Oh, you do? You have one as governor, and look at Charlie Crist getting elected in Florida.
I didn't say that.
But what's he going to do with Jim McGreevy? Resign. He may resign before he's sworn in. But, yeah, no, it's a big problem because I think Bill Maher is right. He's, you know, when you're like Mark Foley and you're ranting and raving about exploited and molested kids and then you're a pederast yourself, I mean, it's a part of it is to put on airs so you're not under suspicion. But I think it's a lot of self-hating involved in that as well.
Now, I didn't say that about Rick Perry. You did, but did I hear you correct say that may be coming out soon?
Well, I think Rick Perry and Charlie Crist and a few other Republicans are now going to face the same issues that Jim McGreevy, the Democratic governor of New Jersey, was forced to deal with when he had to admit he was gay, and now he's getting a gay, he's marrying his gay partner, but he had to resign from office. So we've got at least a couple of Republican governors who are in the same position as Jim McGreevy.
Boy, that's dangerous down here in Texas. I hope he doesn't send a hit squad.
Well, I remember an old joke about, steers and queers, and the guy says, I don't see any horns on you,
Well, there was even a book called The Gay Place about the Texas legislature.
Yeah, that's right. It's no surprise here that, Bill Maher's right about the chairman of the RNC. They're already talking. He's going to lose his job. It looks like Michael Steele, the defeated Senate candidate from Maryland, may be angling for that position.
And then you got Webb. I mean, that stuff he wrote in that book, that is sick. We're in trouble.
Well, Webb, the thing is, Webb, of course, being in Vietnam and Bangkok, I mean, this is the, what people saw over there.
Stuff really goes on over there?
Oh, absolutely. And look, John Mark Carr, that guy in Bangkok, he wasn't over there because he liked going to Buddhist monasteries. This is a huge trade in child prostitution over there. And I've written about, some of Denny Hastert's
A lot of people just can't believe this show and what you're talking about because we're normal, and it just never even enters our mind. It's so alien. I just can't believe it.
Yeah, well, how about Scooter Libby's novel where he's talking about a 10-year-old girl in a cage, having sex with a bear, and this is really sick stuff. I mean, it's one thing to write about what happens in other countries as Webb did, but it's a whole different thing to just conjure this stuff up.
Here's the deal. Yeah. 12 years ago, when I first got, I always kept hearing these stories, and it just always turns out to be true.
Yeah, absolutely. These people, especially the ones in the Republican Party. I mean, the Democrats, there may be one or two closeted ones in the Democrats in the House, and who knows, they may have to come out soon. But look, nobody's going to care in the Democratic Party, but it's the Republicans where they've got all these people that rant and rave about gays. I remember this Ted Haggard was ranting and raving about gays, and look happened to him.
Look at Ted. That's how they control them. Let's go to Bill in Iowa. Bill, you disagree. Go ahead. I got to move quick, Bill. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm highly disappointed in you about a comment that you made Tuesday on Election Day. First, let me ask you, Alex, did you vote?
No, I didn't.
Okay. You said that on your show, and keep in mind, Alex, you have a following, okay?
I said in Travis County there's no real voting. We know there's total election fraud. And listen, I was busy doing radio interviews about the election reaching millions of people, sir, and I've caught the county clerk engaging in election fraud in 98, sir. It's been in the paper.
I agree with you on the election fraud and all of that, but let's say you have 10,000 listeners out there that are voters.
Well, at least I'm honest. I didn't get here to tell you I did.
I admire your honesty.
Listen, I shoot straight, man.
Yes, you do, and I'm with you, man. I'm ordering all your videos and all of this stuff. But the thing is, do you think we should have not voted in this election?
No, I know in my county there's no voting. Okay, yeah. I know for a fact, and I've been saying that since 1998, and I want to remove these machines, and I know the county clerk does it, and I fingered her to her face during election certification proceedings on TV. So, I mean, it's not like it's a secret here.
I agree with you, but whenever you sit there on your show, Alex Jones, and say, well, I don't think I'm going to go vote today, it's a waste of time, everybody else listening to you might say, well, hell, if Alex Jones thinks it's a waste of time to go vote,
no, people need to learn about what they have in their area. Listen, I appreciate your call. I said I should probably go vote, even if it's futile here locally, just to observe. Okay, I was honest. People love to take my honest statements and they link them together on the internet and take them out of context. And I'm not going to think about what I say before I say it. Now, you have any comments to that, guest?
Well, I mean, look, you know, there's been reports of voting fraud around the country. I think what Karl Rove was faced with here, and I've talked to a couple insiders who agree, that he was just overwhelmed with the numbers. Remember, he said something about my math shows something different, but what he didn't count on was the numbers were going to increase, where he just couldn't deal with all the elections where the Republicans were in trouble.
Yeah, we knew they couldn't block a total landslide. So stay there, Wayne Madsen. We'll be right back with our guests and some more of your calls.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism. Terrorism. Chemical attacks. Dirty bombs. Fallout. Biological attack. Anthrax. And to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
All right, let's move quick in our final segment with Wayne Madsen, WayneMadsenReport.com. Links to it up on Infowars.com. Ron in Arizona, thanks for holding. You're a trooper. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex and Wayne. Two quick things. Alex, please urge your listeners and team up with Mike Malloy and have him urge his listeners to contact, email, phone, write their Congress critters to not vote for Pelosi.
And bottom line, where's the outrage? Everybody's going, victory, victory. They're saying Military Commissions Act stays. Everything stays.
And the second thing, Alex, is every single listener of yours who goes to church, urge them to get a copy of Terra Storm or one of your other DVDs. Go to their pastor, give it to their pastor, ask the pastor, please watch this. Then get back to them, and then after the pastor's watched it, say, have a movie night, Friday night, Saturday night, whatever. Play it for the people in the church.
We're going to do that. Speaking of that, tomorrow night, First Unitarian Church here in Austin, we're going to be showing Terror Storm. I'll be speaking. It's free, so we hope to see everybody out there tomorrow night.
Everyone out there who goes to church, get a copy, go to your pastor, and demand that he watches it and plays it for the whole church.
Thank you for the call, Ron. Got to jump. Noel in New York, go ahead.
Alex, wonderful show. I'm going to ask a question to Wayne. Since you used to be an NSA, the thing with the Treasury Department, the last three administrations, that includes Poppy, Bush, and then Clinton, and then Bush, the trillions of dollars that disappear from the Treasury, are these guys ever going to go to court for that? And the story with Leon Wanta and wants the $4.5 trillion, so you can
say
out.
Well, that's two separate things. The AP admits that now upwards of $4 trillion missing just from the Pentagon coffers in the last 8 to 10 years alone. But Wayne Madsen?
Well, let me tell you what two incoming chairmen intend to do. Henry Waxman, who's going to take over chairman of the Government Reform Committee, and Ike Skelton, the incoming chairman of the House Armed Services Committee, have both stated they're going to investigate all this Pentagon fraud, waste, and abuse. They're on record stating that.
Yeah,
and,
but Wayne, you know as well as I, or better, trillions missing is a lot bigger than the neocons. A lot of people got their hands in the goods.
Oh, I'm sure even some of Poppy's friends going back a few years. We also have to look at the Carlyle Group and all these defense contractors they own. But I think we'll never get that money back, but at least we can try to see where, you know, who stole it, maybe bring some of these people.
I mean, that one Congressman Duke out of California, it was $800 million. I mean, it's just incredible.
Well, that's right. And remember what Everett Dirksen used to say, a billion here, a billion there, pretty soon it adds up to real money. And he said that in the 60s. But look, I think it doesn't matter. Pelosi's going to be the speaker. That's a figurehead position. My God, look, they had Hastert in there. Nobody ever hardly saw him around. But it's really the work's going to be done in the committees and by the chairman, by the investigators, by the staff. There's going to be new staff brought in.
But we got to push for that. Listen, I appreciate your call, Noel. Jay in California, last caller, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Hi. Before I start, I just want to let you know I'm an African-American actor here in Hollywood, and I've been to some of these mansion parties, and I'm well-connected in the industry. I'm just going to name some names real quick that your shill friend here on the phone will never name. Bill Maher, Leo DiCaprio, Brad Pitt, Tom Cruise. Spielberg likes black guys. He's into black guys. So there are people on the left that are just as weird and kinky as the people on the right. And it does matter because they will lose their money. But that's not what I wanted to call in about originally. What I want to say is that these liberals on the talk show radios, the Mike Malloys of the world, the Randy Rhodes of the world, they've been using black people as their poster child to get these people in power since the 60s, right? And when they get into power, they forget about us. Now, they've done this to the whole nation. Right now, and so we're just kicking back.
Jay, I'll tell you what, you've been holding for 30 minutes to say this. Let me put you on hold. I want to talk to you briefly off air when the show ends, and I'll let you call in tomorrow with more time. Put him on hold. I want to say bye to our friend, Wayne Madsen. Wayne, thanks for coming on.
Hey, good to be with you again, Alan.
You bet. We'll be back tomorrow. God bless you all.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.